Most of this hour today is devoted to traditional music of Ireland and Scotland, with a bit of contemporary tunes stirred into the mix. This is Patrick Ball performing tunes on the wire-strung harp from his most recent release, The Wood of Marwis.
Thank you.
Moira Nehaseg on harp and Chris Newman on guitar with interpretations of three Turlough O'Carolan tunes. O'Carolan was a blind harper and composer living in the late 17th and early 18th centuries. As was the custom of the time, he traveled through the land composing tunes for his patrons. Only the melodies of his tunes exist, and it's up to the performer to embellish them as they see fit. Those last three tunes were Carolan's Draft, She Beg and She Moor, the very first tune Carolan ever wrote, and Mr. O'Connor. Those were taken from the CD, the Carolan albums. We also heard Patrick Ball at the top of that set performing two tunes from his most recent release, The Wood of Morois, starting with Hemun Duff and Son a Christ. Both of those pieces, as are all of Patrick Ball's music, were played on the wire-strung harp, the type of harp that Turlough O'Carolan would have played. It's a very ancient sound. This next set is centered on Mary McMaster and Patsy Seddon. Mary plays the wire-strung harp, and Patsy plays the gut-strung harp. Both of them are accomplished singers as well, as we'll hear in this next set. They're also members of the Poozies, and we'll be hearing two cuts from them at the end of this next set.
Thank you. TV. Seven young ladies you have drowned, and the eighth one won't be me. She's got on to her milk-white steed, swiftly rode away. She's come home to her father's bar before the break of the thank you.
This is where you belong. Your simple heart is buried here in Saskatchewan. In Calgary and Lotharworth, in the French words on your tongue. As we sailed from port, my sister cried, and the world became so small that night. Then I worried that my mother lied, but I brushed my doubts aside. Was my destiny to come to you with my family to start anew? Canada, what we had was not enough. There must be a better run with dirt and sweat. The first snows were so harsh and cold, I never will forget. A winter on the wild frontier, hunting animals for fur, searching in the wilderness, wandering. Was hard, my sister died. She had a fever and could not survive. But for Canada, she'd be alive. I cursed my mother then. Canada, it was my destiny to come to you with my family to start anew. Canada, what we had was not enough. There must be a better life.
Oh, Marguerite, sweet mother, family to start anew. Canada,
From over Scotland way, that was the Pusies from their CD Yellow Like Sunshine. We heard Canada and Planxty Colonel. Mary McMaster and Patsy Seddon are the two harpists of that group. We also heard from Mary and Patsy at the top of that set as the duo Sheilas. From their CD Play on Light, we heard Buanya Haki, followed by Mary Colvin, and a medley of Cameron McFadden, Dr. Cameron's Casebook, and Miss Kirsten Lindsay Morrison. Also from Scotland is the duo Gloista, consisting of Mary MacLeod on clarsach, the Scottish harp, electroharp and voice, and Ross Garrod providing percussion.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jay Michaels performing a haunting version of the traditional tune She Moved Through the Fair from his CD Opening the Harp Chakra. Also, we heard from Kim Robertson from her CD Shady Grove. She performed I Will Arise, followed by Shenandoah and Come All You Fair and Tender Maidens. And starting that set was the duo Gleista from their self-titled CD. We heard Inertia and Isaiah. Check out the KRVS website at krvs.org for a playlist and a podcast of today's show. This is Harpistry, which was produced in Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.